Good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show about the Akashic Records that helps you understand what the Akashic Records are and how you can use them in your life. And every now and then, we come across a very special person that we deem we would, I don't want to say worthy, because that sounds really elitist there, but I want to say that we feel is someone that we not only want to talk to ourselves, but want to share with the listeners. And that person tonight, her name is Jean Haller. And what's special about Jean is that she is a cutting-edge woman of beyond her time. Because about 20 years ago, she had the idea of creating a bookstore, which we're going to find out about it. Not that bookstores are that unusual, but metaphysical bookstores 20 years ago were not that prevalent. And not only that, you know, new businesses start and stop all the time. And Jean's been around for 20-some years in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the Shadyside area. And she and I have become friends, and it's absolutely my delight and pleasure to welcome Jean Haller to Akashic Wisdom. Hello, Jean.
Hi, Donna. How are you tonight?
I'm great. I've got to tell you, you've got a great radio voice.
Thank you. I've been told that.
Yes, you do. So, you know, I know that you started, I hope I have my dates right, you started back in 1998. Is that correct?
No, 89.
89. Oh, my goodness. Then it's longer than that. Okay. So we were shaved off. So it's like 30 years almost, right?
No, 20. Just 20.
Oh, see, I was teaching all day.
That's okay.
I'm not back in my body yet. Okay, so so I was right about the 20 part. So what I
we're in our 20th year.
Ah, there you go. All right, so you are in Shadyside, which is a part of Pittsburgh, is that right?
Shadyside is on the east part of from downtown, right within the universities and hospital area, very close to Carnegie Mellon and Pitt.
Great, great.
Neighborhood shopping.
Yeah, well, it's such a quaint area. I mean, one of the things I love about your area is that what's unusual is even though there are some chains, there's a lot of independents.
We've managed to keep the mix.
Yeah.
And initially when the chains were starting to come in, there was a lot of concern, but I think we've got a sometimes fragile balance, but a balance of both independent and chain businesses.
Well, the other thing I love about your area is that just walking in the area is just it's so eclectic. There's just so much to see, and it's like you said, it's very quaint, and it's restaurants galore, huh?
It is. It's interesting to have seen it. I've basically been a patron around there for almost a little over 30 years, and just the changes there. But we have some long-established restaurants and other businesses, people who have lived in Shadyside their whole lives, and now their kids are there. It's a nice mix of residential as well as shopping.
Well, that's great. So tell me, what, you know, 20 years ago, what made you decide to open a holistic metaphysical bookstore? How did you get started here?
Well, it was sort of interesting. I at the time was a professional volunteer doing a lot of stuff with my kids' schools and some community work. I was involved in some organized church group work. And I decided I wanted to do something that brought me to people. And at that point in time, I was, believe it or not, painting sweatshirts on my third floor.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Wearable art, they call it these days.
Right, wearable art. And I had the opportunity to do a couple of workshops back about 21 years ago when I was looking into my own life and seeing that there were a whole bunch of unanswered questions. Back in those days, it was called all the family origin issues. You know, why am I like I am, and how did I get to be that way? And
not much has changed since then.
Pardon me?
I said, I don't know that a whole lot has changed. We've got some quantum physics now, but people are still
right.
asking those questions.
The titles are different,
yes.
and the basis is the same. I find that a lot in books, which we'll talk about later, too.
Yes,
but I went to a workshop and heard a couple of wonderful speakers, one of which was John Bradshaw.
Oh, yes.
And he talked about healing the family, and this was back when there weren't Barnes & Nobles and Borders around, and you could only buy books in independent stores or in the small stores in the mall. And they had brought a bookstore with them, and it was like I died and gone to heaven and found the answers to everything I was looking for in some of these books, and came up with the idea that I'd really like to have those available to other people. And that was the beginning. It was much more focused then towards self-help and psychology and some 12-step recovery things. And switched very quickly into a much broader New Age metaphysical scope that sometimes amazes me what we have now.
Right. Well, that's interesting. A very dear friend of mine, Catherine Taylor, wrote a book called The Inner Child Workbook.
Yes.
And to this day, it is still popular.
It is. It is.
And she's quite cutting edge with her work, you know, and she does workshops. I mean, I think John Bradshaw's still around too, but she's very active still doing her work, and she's an Akashic Records student of mine.
Is she?
Yeah, she's gone to level two, so she works uses the Akashic Records in her practice.
Well, I think from what I've started to learn from you, the Akashic Records have so many answers to so many different things, and it's another tool to give people the opportunity to find those answers that they're looking for.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's very true. And tonight, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're probably going to take some calls later, but I really want to talk to Jean because she is a fascinating lady, and she's got a lot to share with us, and especially for those folks out there that are looking to be entrepreneurs, not that you're going to open up a bookstore tomorrow, but because of her tenacity, you know, you've gone through some ups and downs and ups. So talk to us about your bookstore and the highlights and the lowlights.
Well, you know, it's sort of interesting. I'm involved in an organization called Cover, which is the Coalition of Visionary Resources.
Ooh,
and
wait, say that again. That's great.
COVR, COVR,
yeah.
Coalition of Visionary Resources.
Oh, that's a great name.
Yeah, it's a professional organization of retailers, wholesalers, authors, and teachers.
Wow, and I hope some of your folks from that organization are listening tonight.
And, I sent an email and told them that I was going to be doing this. But
well,
these are also some of the people I'm hoping that you'll get to meet eventually with your Akashic Records work.
That's wonderful.
That we've spoken about. But in that, there are a number of us that have been in business 15 to 20 years that do mentoring for new stores starting up.
Oh.
And, it's very interesting. I have to remember what the excitement was sometimes that made me want to do this, because as our economy has changed over these years, as the industry has changed, as corporate selling has changed, it's just become harder and harder for most any kind of independent business to survive.
Sure.
And bookstores, I think, are really having difficulty in that you can buy books anywhere. So what I've done really from the beginning without knowing that I was doing it is I've tried to become not only a destination store, a specialty niche store, as we say, but also to become active in the community so that I'm a member of the community where I live. I live where I work. And one of my big efforts has been teaching customers the importance of making choices of where they buy things, and one of those is to shop independent not just bookstores, but other stores as well.
That is so important. But the idea here is that when you first began back in 89, how did you get your name out there? How did you get this all started? I mean, you know, again, your store is the oldest one in Pittsburgh, right? In the whole
yes,
in the region.
At this point it is.
Is it just Pittsburgh or the region?
In probably the Western Pennsylvania region, mm-hmm. Jay's Bookstall was more of a literary independent store, and he just closed, and he had been open for, I think, almost 30 years. Mm-hmm. We've got several specialty bookstores that have been open. I think Mystery Lovers in Oakmont, which is right outside of the city, has been open almost as long as I have. But it's unusual to find stores that can survive. And I think, you know, back then, had I known then what I know today, it's even more amazing because I did this as it was something I didn't know I always wanted to do. My background, believe it or not, I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm a medical hematologist.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yes, yes. I came to Pittsburgh from Massachusetts to do graduate work at the School of Medicine. And so, you know, you never know. You never know what you're going to end up doing.
Right.
One of the ways I got my name out into the community was to, I had to do a lot of approaching people to tell them what we were doing and why we were doing it. We had to find places that, or people really, that would pass on what we were doing. And so most marketing books, as you well know, will tell you that one of your best points of advertising is word of mouth.
Sure.
And that's what I value so much about my customers. I mean, I have customers that have been with us 20 years, who have not left. I think the high points are, it's just amazing to me what this has grown to be. What started in a little 800 square foot walk up, through a lot of hard work and a lot of hours and some, financial planning that was difficult to do, making changes as the economy changed or as people changed, people's choices changed, and being able to react to it. Being able to be, for anyone who wants to start a business, you know, there's the three most important things they talk about is location, location, and location.
Right.
And the fourth thing after that is to make sure that your finances are all in a row.
Yeah.
And even today, my husband and I talk about it, and he said, well, how long are you going to do this? I said, until it's not fun anymore.
Yeah.
You know, until it's not fun. And you've been there, and you know that there is that air about it, and the people who work for me enjoy doing what they're doing.
Well, it's hard not to enjoy it. Your shop is just, first of all, the energy there is just spectacular. You walk in and you feel enveloped with love.
Well, I appreciate that.
I mean, that's the way. It's very warm. It's very welcoming. And in fact, I want to tell you folks, anybody who's in the area, Gina's been nice enough to invite me to come back for a second time to do consultations, and we're going to do an introductory lecture there on the Akashic Records and prosperity through the Akashic Records, and that's going to be happening next weekend.
Next weekend, yeah.
That's right, 19th, 20th, and 21st. And so why don't you tell them how to get a hold of you? We want to do this a couple of times during the hour, but give them your website, and we'll talk about the new things you've got coming up with your website and the new things you're going to be doing there and all the things that you do there. We want to hear about it all.
Okay. We have a website, which is www.journeys, with an S, journeysoflife.com. And for people in Pennsylvania, it's 412-681-8755. And we do have a toll-free number out of Pennsylvania, which is 877-681-8755. And we can always reach me by email at jean@journeysoflife.com. Tried to keep it simple so that people could remember it. And it's, you know, we're centrally located in western Pennsylvania, very close to Youngstown, not a far ride from Cleveland.
Right.
And we get a lot of customers from West Virginia.
Yeah. Oh, you have people come up from West Virginia?
We do. We do. We have Morgantown is about an hour and 20 minutes away.
Okay.
And we have people come from there. We have people come from as far north as Erie, which is a couple of hours as well.
Great.
So I really do feel that we serve the tri-state area.
That's wonderful. So what are the kinds of, so talk to us about your journey with this. And it was like, what? Tell me a little bit more about, you know, you contacted people, and all of a sudden your store started growing. And,
when
did you decide to start having events and things like that?
The events and things happened when we moved our location in 91.
Okay.
Our original store was literally 800 square feet. It was a little one-bedroom apartment kind of place on the second floor above a little neighborhood market just around the corner from where we are now.
Uh-huh.
But there was no possibility for doing any activities there. So when we chose a new location, it's not as large for activities, but it does allow us to do it. And as we've grown, we do some things in the store, and then we also now start doing things off-site. I think what happened for us is, it's that proverbial we were at the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing like us anywhere except for there was a wonderful store called The Sign of Aquarius, which Harriet and her husband ran for 35 years, and it was 400 square feet, but had more tarot cards than I knew ever existed. in an alley, you know, it was a perfect little thing. So when I first started out, it's something I do today too. Is I didn't carry a lot of the really staunch metaphysical things because they did, and I felt that I wanted to be able to be a partner in my community rather than a competitor. And while that has most of the time proven to be, it has proven to be one of the best things that I've ever done in terms of partnering with other businesses. That's another way of getting a name out. We were fortunate enough back in 1990 to be asked to sell the books for a huge event that was happening at the convention center, which was John Bradshaw's weekend in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
And that started us really on our journey because thousands of people found out about us. And it's that sort of thing that was serendipitous. It was a customer who told us about it, and I made the phone call, and they hadn't found anyone, and it was no coincidence, but it felt like it at the time, you know, how it all worked.
Well,
you know about that.
I do. Everything is very serendipitous in life, and that sometimes that's the best. You know, you talk about word of mouth advertising, and then you just never know where stuff comes from out of the blue, and the only way that I can even give any kind of rhyme or reason to it is that the gods have deemed it to be done.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, there's even now, still after 20 years, there's times when I love going over to the store after it's closed, and it's really late at night, and do some rearranging or some paperwork or things, and I'll just sit there with the lights off and the window lights showing, and just look around and just be totally amazed that it's grown to be what it is. It's just incredible to me, just incredible. I'm so blessed, and both with staff and with people who have supported us, our customers. finding people to come from out of town like you to bring a message that needs to be heard to the Pittsburgh area and give people the opportunity to hear it.
Well, talk to us about what kinds of, who do you normally have? What kind of events do you have there? I know you've got a really full calendar, but
typically, we started out and it keeps cycling. We first started out by doing our little what we called informationals, so that if there's anybody out there who's thinking of starting a business or has a small business and wants some way to get known, offer to talk to groups of people. What we did was we had people approaching us very early on. I'd like to do a workshop on dreams for you. I'd like to let people know about nutrition and wellness. And so we started these little informationals, two-hour evening events where we invited different people to come in and speak to whoever showed up that night. And we did those for a couple years, and they, cycled out. And then we started having the opportunity here and there to have some people who were coming in from out of town find us and want to be a part of it. We've had Matthew Fox, an amazing author, was at the store once for a book signing. We've had a lot of local authors. But our biggest thing is really for intuitive counselors.
Okay.
And that started out very slowly. I didn't do very much of that in the beginning. I was very wary of people that I wanted to make sure that whoever we chose to work with us would be reputable and something that I would want to have my name associated with. The most important asset that I have right now is the name of my is my store, and that's known by its name. I had lunch with this wonderful woman, Tamar George, who's been in Pittsburgh for some 20 years, and we got to know each other well enough that I felt really comfortable having her come to the store, and it all started from there.
And what does she do?
She in the beginning she did mostly she does intuitive counseling readings is a medical intuitive, but she did it through the medium of tarot to begin with because she really felt that people needed that concreteness. And over the years she's just been able to do consultations with people. Through her own psychic ability.
And create a nice following there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then she got involved in other things and spent a lot of time in Florida and had grandchildren and hadn't been with us for a while. But then we met some other people, and so we've had a various assortment of readers. We've had some people from Lilydale, both consistently who live in Pittsburgh and come to us, and we've had visitors from Lilydale, spiritualist community up in Lilydale, New York.
And so, one of the things I want to mention to my listeners is that Lilydale, New York, is the oldest spiritual community, and there was a spirit medium, the spiritualist, and it's the oldest community of its kind in the country, and it's been around for about 120-some years. And where you have actual mediums that live on the site, on the grounds. And what's wonderful about Lilydale is that they have these wonderful little cottages. They live there year-round. But there's a requirement that before you can actually live there, you have to be a member of a spiritualist church for a year, if I'm not mistaken.
And I believe so.
So it's not like, oh, yeah, I want to come live there. Yeah, okay. It's like there are some... There are some rigorous guidelines that they need to follow. However, Lilydale has a fabulous schedule coming. It usually starts around spring and goes all the way up until early fall, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Different famous people that come and speak there, and it's quite the place to go and be. And so. So that, so when we say Lilydale, so that I would imagine the majority of people that possibly were you're talking about that would come to the store, they were psychic mediums. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and obviously the mediums are the psychic mediums are those who contact those who have gone beyond and bring forth messages from our folks that have just passed recently or in. You know, I always get confused about mediums because that's not my work. But mediums they contact. I hate to say dead because we're not all dead, you know. But the idea is they do contact typically folks who have crossed over more recently than the ancients.
Not necessarily.
Oh yeah. So tell me about that. What does that mean?
Well, having had some readings. From several different people there, they brought messages through with my father, who's passed 28 years ago.
Right, but I'm saying he was on the human plane within this generation.
Oh, okay.
So not, when I'm saying about ancients, I'm talking about the ancients.
The ancients, ancients.
Yeah. Like Moses, you know, or Pharaoh, you know, or something like that. But I mean, it's not that they couldn't access that. I think that, you know, but I think that that's so valuable. Like John Edwards. John Edwards
right,
is a
Right, very much so.
You know, for
a very
people.
Similar sort of thing.
Right, right. And you also have someone that comes up, Bill Mitchell from
Bill Columbus, Mitchell.
Right?
You know Bill from several of the
Free
events in
Atlanta,
Ohio.
Yeah.
Bill comes in twice a year. And I met him through my good friend Michelle Payton, who's another Ohioan.
That sounds familiar to me.
Michelle has written several books. Mainstream Metaphysical Mom was her first book, literally about that, being a mom who is in the PTA and lives in suburban Columbus and deals with the fact that she... works and lives and breathes the metaphysical life, and how do you balance those two things?
That sounds like she sounds like an interesting person to have on the program as well.
Very much so.
Yeah,
very much
great.
So. She also does some numerology, she owns her own business as well. So.
Great.
These entrepreneurial women. it's varied. You know, we've had some traditional tarot readers. We have a woman right now who does psychometry, which is...
Oh, I love psychometry.
Yeah.
Let me describe that for our listeners.
Please.
Psychometry is when you bring an item of someone that you want to be able to get more information. Go deeper and understand a person better, or if you bring an item that is like from yourself, let's say a ring or a watch or a piece of jewelry or whatever, or a pipe. I had one time, I had someone, actually I took my husband's pipe when he used to smoke a pipe in, and they did a reading for him with his pipe, which I thought interesting. And so the reader just holds the item in their hand and gets the vibration and is able to read that way, and that's that's what you're talking about, right?
Right, and that's Victoria Zaitz. She's with us now, in fact. And the thing I like about a lot of the people that we have a woman who's done some crystal castings, actually using various stones that you throw in a grid.
Ooh.
And she can read things by where the stones lay on the grid, as well as which stones they are. That's Michelle Handa.
And she's one of your people there?
She's one of our people, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But what I look for is people that can really offer our customers more than just, you know, a magic bullet. That's the only thing I can call it.
Oh, for sure, a magic pill, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
People that are sensitive, and they are counselors.
Sure.
You know, it's not a party game that we do.
Right.
You know, you'll see advertisements or hear things on television or, you know, come to a party or, you know, call this 800 number. And
right.
And really what I see is a lot of our intuitives are creating relationships with our customers.
Yes.
That people come back to look at and another way to get information about their life.
Right. Right.
And you know, which I think again is what I learned with our the work that you and I have done is that the Akashic Records seem to be have a larger net. That's all. You know, they encompass so much more than just one modality.
Well, that's very true. Well, the Akasha holds it all. And,
right.
And although that I don't consider myself a psychic. As you know, and I don't do futures. I've been working with this the Akasha for 12 years. So, I just finished doing a prosperity marketing workshop this past weekend that people found to be very profound, and we're going to do one with you too.
Right.
Yes.
Right in November.
Yes, and people can actually start looking and buying tickets for that now, can't they?
They can probably within about 3 days. I'm talking to you from the full moon over the Atlantic Ocean on the coast of South Carolina.
Ooh.
So I am on vacation,
okay.
And something I don't do often.
Yeah.
So I've got a couple things to catch up with on the website, and that's one of them. But
okay.
the dates are up there. So
go ahead and give them the date.
The dates are the 9th and 10th, I believe, of
November.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. You're going to be in on Friday the 8th to do some reading, some consultations,
yep.
Private consultations, and we're going to do the prosperity workshop on Saturday and Sunday.
And people don't have to have a background in Akashic Records to be able to do this workshop. It's a workshop, as it's evolving, is providing people a chance to really get at their core issues of their money lives,
uh-huh.
the lives that they've told themselves, and then with the opportunity to shift those and create a new groove so that they can actually start and begin to welcome in financial prosperity and abundance in their lives. So shifts happen in this workshop.
Well, and we can all use a little more of that, can't
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what else do you have coming up? I'm coming in next weekend. Well,
you're coming in next weekend. Yeah. The weekend after that, Allison
Walsh.
This is
my birthday weekend, by the way.
Pardon me?
It's my birthday weekend.
When you're coming to me?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, my birthday is September 20th.
Okay.
And so I want, you know, I hope we all can go to dinner. Maybe we'll grab some other friends and go to dinner on Saturday night.
Well, that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, that weekend that you're going to be in town is also the Shadyside Arts Festival. I think it's the 10th annual with this promoter,
okay.
Howard Allen, and they closed the main street down for four blocks, and we have artists from all over the country.
Ooh.
And we've got everything from, inexpensive pinwheels to, thousands of dollars art pieces.
Well, that would be a good road trip for people to take then.
Oh, pardon me?
That would be a good road trip for people to take.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, we get, I think they have something like 10,000 people a day that go through this.
Wow.
And it's Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is from 10 in the morning until 9 at night, and Sunday is 10 to 5. And we've invited several of our vendors who are artists to display their wares out in front of Journey's actual store.
Okay.
So it's sort of like our own little festival on the side.
Oh, that's great. That's
yeah.
Great.
And then after you come, Allison Walsh is from Baltimore, Maryland, who just is publishing a book, and she and her sister, who are identical twins, and they call them the psychedelic twins.
That's great.
Yeah. And Allison is going to do a message circle on Friday evening. She's a medium, so she does speak with people who have passed.
Okay.
And she'll be doing private consultations on Saturday and Sunday.
And is she going to do the message circle at your store?
Yes, she's going to do the message circle at the store.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great.
So we can do events for maybe 15, maximum 20 people at the store.
Right.
And things bigger than that, we decide on the location and do it that way. You know, you were asking me about some of the other things I do, and I think I think part of that is what has helped the store to be successful. And when I was getting ready for this, I sort of tried to figure out what it was that I do. But it's, you know, like I forget sometimes the scope of it. But, you know, I'm a member of my Chamber of Commerce, which brings me in touch with people who also own businesses in my area. And simple things like knowing who sells what on the street so I can direct my customers to it. People love that. If you're out shopping and you want something and I don't have it, I try to find out who does. And that's a way of building business. You know, I don't have any particular books or products that somebody else somewhere doesn't have, but what I hope I have to offer through my store is the customer service for people.
And can people order online with you yet?
They do it by phone. We have our numbers all over the website to call. We haven't been happy with the secure shopping cart yet, and so we've got another lead, and we're going to see what we can do with that. But it's surprisingly enough, we get calls from all over the country for products that we have up on the website. I decided that another thing I was going to do is I wasn't going to try to reinvent the wheel and put up every single thing I have in my store. But we created things that we really like and that we feel are uniquely us. And so we call them exclusively at Journeys. So if someone's going onto the website, which is journeysoflife.com, if you look on the navigation bar on the left, there's a section that says Exclusively by Journeys. And those are just really special gifts that we always have or areas that we think are really important. We also do a lot with guided imagery. And guided meditation tapes.
That must be a part of your stuff then.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's one of our best sellers.
That's a Clevelander.
She is.
Yes, Shaker Heights.
Yep. Not
with the neighboring town for me. My daughter went to school with her daughter.
Really?
Yep.
Well, Belarus Naprasak is, she has the medical background and backup for her work. And so she does a lot of guided imagery on health and wellness issues. And so we have introduced a lot of physicians to her and get a lot of referrals from the hospitals in the area.
Well, what I just love about Belarus' work is, first of all, she's another cutting-edge woman. I mean, she broke the barrier with the pharmaceutical companies in guided imagery, and so her tapes, just for your own for listeners to listen to, she has everything from mind-body connection for healing, but she also has wonderful audio pieces for preparing for surgery.
Absolutely.
You know, and I really value her work. And again, I'm so proud that she's an Ohioan, and especially, you know, near me. So that's that's kind of nice. And she does a lot of work with conference works.
She does.
Yeah.
She was in Pittsburgh a number of years ago, and I had the opportunity to go to that event.
Right. So, you know, we're talking. Talk to us. Are there some? I didn't mean to interrupt you about what you were talking about, but I'm so curious. What are the hot books that people need to read that they can order from you?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that. You told me you were going to ask me about that.
Just for my own listeners' point of view, I have no internet access. The whole time we've been talking, I keep trying to get up online. So, if you guys are emailing me questions, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I can't see them. So if you have a question for Jane,
well, you know, if they want to email them,
call.
If they want to email them to me too, they could do that because I'm up.
All right.
You could just email Jean@journeysoflife.com.
And can you see it now? Are you up online?
Oh, I'm online. Yeah.
Okay. So if you guys have if anyone out there has a question for myself or for Jean that you would like to put through. We're happy to read it. I just can't see it, so Jean can get it for me.
Well, you're getting the remnants of that hurricane.
I am. Well, yes, that's what's happening over here. So I'm happy even to have lights right about now. But
right.
For whatever reason, I can't connect with the internet, so I think I have to reboot my whatever that is.
I'm up. So that if anybody wants to do that, well, you know, I was starting to think, and it's really interesting because. Books come out so quickly that it's really difficult to keep up and to read a whole book. But you know, one of the things that I love to do is I love a little bit of I love Dan Millman, who's another person from Ohio.
Dan Millman is from Ohio?
Well, he taught there. So
he was just here.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he
I
was
know.
Just here at the Journeys Expo.
He was.
Yeah.
He taught at Oberlin.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh,
yes, he was the speaker at one of our trade shows two years ago. An amazing, amazing man. But I love his work because it's a way to tell a story, or he tells a story that helps people. Really get in touch with what's going on with themselves. I mean, his most well-known book is Way of the Peaceful Warrior,
right.
But then his book, Socrates, the Life of Socrates, I think. I can check that. But I like things like that. So given that, I heard about a book, a very interesting book called The Shack.
The Shack?
Yeah, by William Paul Young.
Okay.
And, you know, when three people tell me, have you read this, then I say, uh-oh, better go check this out.
Okay.
And it's a story of a man whose daughter is abducted. It's a fiction. And he...
Abduction?
No. Some she's a
kidnapped.
Person kidnaps her.
I see, okay.
And she's never found, but there's enough clues to say that she was murdered. And it's about the different life changes that he goes through dealing with this. And it's a conversations with God meets a contemporary Christian theologian meets Don Miguel Ruiz.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
And I'm halfway through it, and it's just fascinating.
Huh.
Just fascinating. And I just called a friend today and said, have you read The Shack? And she said, no, but I've heard about that. So it's going around. It's one of those books that gets recommended by a lot of independent sellers and goes on. One of my other most favorite writers is Annie Lamott. Now, I know she's not from Ohio, so.
Yeah, what does she write about?
Anne Lamott is, she writes nonfiction about faith.
Oh.
And again, it's
is that
not.
Is from a Christian perspective or holistic perspective?
Holistic. She started out writing more about being a single mother.
Okay.
And the difficulties of raising her son. And then finds community within an organized church that's multi-denominational.
Okay.
But she's also, she's incredibly honest about struggles in life, but does it with humor.
Okay.
She writes her first, she's written books before this, but the latest series is Traveling Mercies, then Plan B, Further Thoughts on Faith, and her latest one was Grace Eventually.
Sounds like a metaphysical Irma Bombeck.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. But and she's not afraid to talk about politics either, which I find unusual in some of this. I love Sonia Choquette.
Oh, yeah.
I was fortunate enough that I go to a trade show every year in Denver that I hope to get you out to sometime.
Okay, tell people about that.
Well, it's called the International New Age Trade Show. Mm-hmm. We call it INATS, and it's where all stores metaphysical, new age, eclectic yoga, meditation go to find product, as well as go to educational seminars, meet authors, and that sort of thing. So it's 3.5 to about 4 days of really wonderful times, because if you can imagine 400 like-minded people of metaphysics and New Age thought all together, it's the energy is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And we get some breakfast speakers. As I said, I heard Dan Millman. I've heard Sonia Choquette speak, Doreen Virtue, Louise Hay. Last year we had Lynnie Andrews.
Okay. She's been around for a while.
Lynn's been around for a long while. Medicine right. Woman was her first book, which right. was one of the first things I ever read with my interest in metaphysics. And hers is more a story of a woman's, she started with Medicine Woman and then went to Jaguar Woman, and includes a lot of Native American thought and shamanism in it.
And it's all about her journeys, isn't it?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Denise Lynn was another speaker this past year. Denise has done everything from feng shui to dreams, and her newest one is about past lives.
But didn't she have also write something about soul coaching, I want to say?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Denise is another amazing woman who has a range that is beyond anything I could ever dream of. And so I that's where I met Sonia and heard her the first time and really loved her book, Trust Your Vibes.
Great. I hope you folks are all writing these books down so you can order them from Jean, because they're absolutely phenomenal. And you know, one of the things I wanted to mention is, didn't Dan Millman also write a book, The Life You Were Born to Live?
Yes.
Now, that is a groundbreaking, phenomenal book.
It is, and that's one of his older pieces.
I know it, but for my listeners, The Life You Were Born to Live by Dan Millman, it's a book on numerology and your birth date, but he breaks it down in such a way that is so accurate, it's unbelievable, and it, the depth of it is, I find, to be really phenomenal. I didn't know if you felt that way when you read it.
I mean, for its time,
I thought it was groundbreaking.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the interesting thing, because as I started to look through and think about some of the new things coming out, I started to realize that there's a lot of books that come out that just try to rewrite all the same information.
Right. They're packages.
Yeah, repackage it.
Repackages.
And there are some authors that repackage their own work 14 different ways. Some of the Matrix work, I think, is right up there with the important things.
Are you talking about Richard Bartlett's books as
absolutely.
Well as Greg Braden? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I guess Richard Bartlett, and again, listeners, we're talking about Richard Bartlett. He is the founder and the originator of Matrix Energetics, and you can look at matrixenergetics.com, and he has a book called Matrix Energetics, and he's got a new one coming out, and he does seminars all over the country. In fact, he's in Minnesota, I was actually, I'm proud to say, among the first wave. I was at the very first Matrix Energetics Practitioners certification. So
is that in Baltimore?
Say again?
Baltimore?
No. Baltimore was down the road. But
okay.
I was back in June of 2007 is when I became certified with Matrix in Seattle.
Well, I think he's one.
Greg Braden, too.
Yep, yep. Greg
the Divine
Braden.
Matrix work and his new book of Spontaneous Beliefs. I don't know the exact word or the name of it, but do you know the name of that book? That Greg
Braden? I'm looking.
Oh. Well, there's something about beliefs. Spontaneous beliefs or something like that.
That's Braden, right?
Yeah. Yes, that's Braden.
Greg Braden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Greg Braden is being published now by Spontaneous Healing of Belief.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shattering the paradigm of false limits.
That's a fascinating book.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And that's coming out of Hay House, which a number of the authors, Sonia Choquette, has published there. Another one is Colette Baron-Reed. I don't know if you've read any of her work.
Is it Colette?
Colette Baron-Reed.
And what does she write about?
She wrote an autobiography. I'm trying to get the exact title. You know, it's really hard when you work in a in a bookstore with 10,000 titles.
Oh my God, you get them
all mixed up in your head. You know what? I've got it right here at my side because it's on my reading table. Messages from Spirit.
Ooh, neat.
And she talks about oracles, omens, and signs.
Great.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think signs are just such an important thing that, you know, Sonia Choquette wrote a wonderful book, Entrust Your Vibes, to teach you how to listen to that still voice.
Right, right.
Combined with Colette's book on omens and signs, it's just amazing work that fits together.
Absolutely. Well, and my sense is it would also be another important book that would kind of match with those two would also be Donna Eden's The Vibrational Medicines book.
Yes.
That would work as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And so there's a lot of energy medicine books out there. I've even heard of energy psychology. I'm not quite sure what that is. But
well, there's the new one, Psychology of Belief.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, by the Psychology of Belief? Who's that by?
It's something of belief.
Well, I know that Margaret Ruby's got a book out about DNA.
No, this is, you keep talking and I'll look.
Oh, you're looking, I'm going to keep talking. I mean, the interesting thing about books, I absolutely adore books, and what I do with the Akashic Records is I open my personal records, and I literally, this is the most fun thing to do, and you kind of learn this in a level one class, that I actually have coming up at the end of September here in Cleveland. But one of the things I do is I open my personal records. I go to a bookstore, and the books will pop out at me, and I kind of open them up, and I get exactly what I need. And then I end up buying the book so that I have this wonderful library of books. But what's nice about it for me is as I get exactly what I need based on what that time in my life. So I open my records, and the record keepers give me either the exact page number, or I open the right place, and it's always right on. And with my records open, I'm also able to go deeper into the information I'm reading. So that's one of the things I love to do is buy books. And, you know, I was always dreamed of having a bookstore, but I have a sense that I would probably spend more on inventory than I would make.
Well, you know, one of my other little sidelines that I do is for people who might have a business or be interested in it is I write for a trade magazine called New Age Retailer.
Oh, yeah.
Out of Bellingham, Washington.
Uh-huh.
It's been around over 20 years, and I've been writing for them for about 5 years. I'm an editor at large. I got a promotion because no pay raise, but I have a new title, as they said back at the time, but I do love it. So I travel to gift shows around the country looking for new products for stores like Journeys and other stores around the country. and write about it. But one of the things that happens through that is I get lots of books and card decks and oracles and that sort of thing sent to me to review ahead of time. So it's overwhelming some months. But,
well, you know, we're going to have to stop in just a moment. But here's what I want you to give your contact information again, and then I want other people to listen about this. We've got an article about the Akashic Records in your store coming out in Point of Light, don't we?
We do, Point of Light magazine,
so
which is Pittsburgh's
local. Can you
Pittsburgh's
tell the folks
local.
About that, and then give your contact information in case they'd like to be mentored by you?
Yes, it's jean@journeysoflife.com. Is the best way to get in touch with me, and the store website is journeysoflife.com, where our calendar and events page will have a whole write-up on your prosperity with the Akashic Records within the next week. And if people want more information about any of the books or things we talked about, they can just email me. That would be wonderful. And they can call 877-681-8755 about appointments with you or to register for the workshops you're going to do next weekend and then again in November.
That sounds great. And then they can also pick up a Point of Light magazine in Pittsburgh if they want to read about the Akashic Records. And then you also have contact information about Jean's store in that one.
That's right. And that should be out right around the first week of October.
Great, great. Well, you know, I'm so excited. And one of the things I also wanted to mention, and I know that we're kind of coming close to this time. This has been delightful, by the way. I've just had the best time with you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
One of the things that I think is important is that for people to understand that, you know, having their own business is as challenging as it is rewarding. And when you mentor someone, that is fulfilling for the mentor, but it's absolutely dynamic for the mentoree. And so anybody out there that wants some really good information, not only from a business point of view, but from a metaphysical business point of view, and that there are not a whole lot of metaphysical business coaches out there, and I think, Jean, that's what you are.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I think that, so anyone who wants to contact us should.
I look at it as passing it on.
Yes.
You know, what was given to me to pass it on to somebody else so that it can continue.
Well, that's fabulous. Well, I'm going to close the records for the show. I hope you all enjoyed our conversation with Jean Haller of Journeys of Life Bookstore in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. One more thing I want to mention, and we only have about a minute left. You have a directory coming out. When's that directory online going to be?
It started,
okay. And
we have a number of people up on it, but it's the directory page on the navigation bar, and you'll be able to see Donna Fox there probably next week.
Well,
under...
but the idea is that for the folks in the area, as well as anyone internationally who wants a wonderful practitioner, Jean is putting up a great directory, and I'm honored to be a part of it, but there's going to be other folks in there, too. So it's not just about me. It's
no, it is. It's really to let people know what's available in the tri-state area and beyond for different modalities.
That's wonderful. And I just want to tell everyone that here in Cleveland, on the 27th and 28th of September, there's going to be a Level 1 Akashic Records workshop, and you can call me for a consultation if you would like privately. My telephone number is 216-691-1233, and we are at time. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. Good night, everyone. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great miracle-filled week. We love you all. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm singer-songwriter Fremont John, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com.